As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Welcome back, Midday Show. You know what I was thinking about with this song?
What you think about?
What's his name? Chris Berman, when he used to have the nicknames for all players.
Yeah, Bad Moon Rising. Andre Bad Moon Rising. Yeah.
I love that one. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, Buzz in for Kyle today. Your call's here, 215-592-9494. All right, coming up, we will have a daily mock at 1 o'clock. We'll check in with you people later in the show today. We'll see who they're mad at today. I want to move Andrew Painter to the bullpen now, or at least the idea of transitioning him to the bullpen to get him here this summer to help in that capacity. Look, to me, the Phillies don't need a starting pitcher to win the World Series. They have Zach Wheeler. They have Jesus Luzardo. They have Christopher Sanchez. Let's hope and I think assume Aaron Nola will figure out at least to be a high-end four. They've got enough starting pitching. Suarez is coming back soon. Hughes guy Taiwan has been serviceable. They got starting pitching. What we don't have is a bullpen. 5.81 ERA. It's the second worst in baseball. This bullpen's bad enough to ruin a season. I need Andrew Painter in the bullpen throwing smoke in July, August, September, and October. Do you agree, disagree? Should they move Painter to the bullpen? I've seen a lot of guys do it. Chris Sale, David Price. They could come back to the rotation down the line. I want him as a reliever right now. We'll get back to your calls on the Phils. Cam Jurgens signs a 4-year extension with the Eagles this morning, so they got a lot of this line locked up. Congratulations, Cam Jurgens. But, Hugh, let's give everyone a little update here on the A.J. Brown situation. So, on Friday when we started our show, you know, I said, hypothetically, if Travis,
keyword.
That's the key, always keyword. If Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter fell a little bit in the draft, they probably won't. But if they did, I'd be willing to trade AJ for him. Now, look, I don't know if the Eagles would be, but I would be. And we talked about it, and we had our conversation on Friday. Kyle needed a mental health day today because we drove him crazy on Friday. I thought it was a fun conversation. Then the afternoon show, Hugh got on the air Friday, and they basically, their conversation was, if this happened, would you be mad at the Eagles, or would you understand the idea of what they're trying to do? So that was our conversation.
You mean basically like a conversation you might have at like your local watering hole?
Yes.
Something like
exactly.
That.
Exactly. So,
you know, hypothetical.
And I thought their conversation on Friday was interesting off of ours. Like, all right, let's say this happened. How would you react? All right, so that was Friday. So I thought that was the end of it. But then on the afternoon show on WEEI up in Boston, listen to this. Their afternoon show, a report that there actually was some reality to the hypothetical we were throwing out. Here that was Friday, WEEI.
Earlier today, a little birdie with some really good intelligence, a well-sourced phone call, came to me to offer this possible scenario. If somebody that we wanted the Patriots to select very badly, Abdul Carter, were to fall to fourth, and I know this scenario is slightly unlikely, if he were to fall at fourth overall, how would you feel about a certain team that recently won the Super Bowl calling up your New England Patriots in desperation and want of Abdul Carter and offering a certain wide receiver who has admitted that he loves New England and would love to play for the Patriots and possibly more selections in a blockbuster draft day trade? That's right. I got a call earlier today saying that the Philadelphia Eagles really, really, really want Abdul Carter, and that they would consider, or rather are planning, to call your New England Patriots on draft day if Carter falls to four, to see if Mike Vrabel would like a reunion with A.J. Brown and possibly more draft selections and compensation to come.
So that was Paul Fitzgerald from WEEI calling into the afternoon show with that, what I guess you call it, a scoop, whatever he heard there. Hugh, what's your reaction to that? Because it's, look, it's one thing to have a thought, a hypothetical. Now, he added a little bit
He has some sauce.
Right, he said, I heard. Now, none of this means this is going to happen. But obviously, they're talking about it up there. We brought it up on Friday here. What's your reaction to what you heard there on EEI on Friday?
My honest reaction?
Mm-hmm.
For all y'all that say we made up the story, y'all can kiss my ass. Because we're in a position where we don't have to make up. It was a hypothetical. So all y'all that you know, chimed in and was talking about, we ain't got nothing to talk about, you owe me an apology, and this is how.
Oh, well, apologies to Hugh.
Well, yeah, this is how sports radio talk goes. This is what we do. It's a hypothetical situation. And like I said before, there's other things that you could have all up in your feelings about. This ain't one of them. Because we said at the beginning that this was a hypothetical. And the fact that, you know, now this story has gotten legs, it should let you know how these things tend to work. You know, nobody's sitting up here thinking about what we're going to say to trigger you listening, or you that say you don't listen on a day-to-day basis. These are real conversations that people are having. We ain't making stuff up. So that would be my first response.
Here's how far the story went. It got Adam Schefter to snoop around. So Schefter did throw some cold water on this, which I was waiting. I thought at some point, like after the whole weekend, because there's a lot of stories about this, right? The mm-hmm. WEI audio we played. I was like, wait a second. If this is not going to happen, it would probably behoove the Eagles to put this out there to someone, whether it be a local reporter or a national reporter, like, hey, put this fire out because it's getting too loud. Well, that did happen here. So Adam Schefter this morning wrote a whole thing about like draft stuff he's hearing before Thursday night. And this is a quote from Schefter's article this morning. Contrary to internet speculation, the Eagles are not trading A.J. Brown. So Schefter says no. They heard in the EEI, maybe yes. Hugh, I would call it a big long shot that the Eagles would actually move A.J. Brown. But I just think it's interesting. It keeps coming up. Not like a few months ago, again now. It's weird to me it keeps coming up. If I had to guess right now, he's not going anywhere.
No.
He'll be here.
No, and plus, the thing that we pointed out Friday that everybody else pointed out, we know that there's a certain cap ramifications that go along with this.
There's a big loss on the cap, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, we've known teams in the past to move on from cap ramifications like this. I don't think the Eagles are one of those teams that would do that. But, hey, you never know. That's why it was stated that it was hypothetical. It was a hypothetical situation. But it's also, and I'm not trying to give it any more life, but a lot of times before the draft, you hear a lot of things
mm-hmm.
that might be the case or whatever. And a lot of times people say stuff to calm it down. They don't want anybody to get an inkling of what they might want to do. Now, outside of the A.J. Brown situation, I have heard that the Eagles do like Abdul Carter. I've heard that.
Are you surprised?
No, I'm not. I'm not surprised. I mean, that probably goes without saying. You know, when you talk about what he's been, and you know, the comparisons to Micah Parsons and what Micah Parsons has been for the Dallas Cowboys. So that's no surprise, but what are the Eagles willing to do to move up that far?
Right. A week or two ago, we talked about trading their whole draft to get up that far.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if you like a player at the top and you're a 32, you have to consider outside-the-box things. Otherwise, there's no chance you could ever get the player, right?
Yeah.
All the draft picks or a player. Like, how do you move up that far? They probably can't get him. But, Hugh, I'll tell you what. We're going to be doing a live draft show on Thursday. If for somehow Carter doesn't go in the top three picks, my eye is going to be on it. Like,
it's going to be interesting to see. And let's not forget that A.J. has an infatuation with New England. I mean, that's the fact. He has an infatuation.
Well, he grew up a fan. He said he was upset he didn't get drafted there.
Yeah
the Vrabel thing.
Edelman's jersey.
He just got it.
He got his Edelman jersey. So, I mean, there's that. So, I mean, listen, I don't think – here's the thing. If that happened, I don't think A.J. would be that upset about it. Not saying it's going to happen, people. So, you know, for y'all that don't like to listen to the whole cut. So, let me just say that. I don't think it's going to happen. But – if it did, I don't think he would be upset. I really don't.
I tend to agree with you.
He won't be upset about
it. He's always seemed like he wanted to be there. Like, I think he's going to be here, but I do think it's interesting that it didn't just stop with our hypotheticals on Friday. It continued up in Boston with what they're hearing. 215-592-9494. Our Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile, the first thing others see. When they meet you, learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. Or we want to come back to something else Schefter said about the Eagles in that article this morning. We'll get to that in a couple minutes. First, though, Twitter question here about Andrew Painter. I would move him to the bullpen. I think the Phillies' issue this year in the bullpen is real, significant, and it could cost them. And there's a way to fix it. They have a great young arm sitting down there in the minor leagues. Should the Phillies transition Andrew Painter to the bullpen? 67% no, 33% yes, early in the vote.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's go to Ken in Mays Landing. What's up, Ken?
Happy Monday, everybody.
Hey, Ken, what's up, buddy?
You gave it up too early, man. You've been on Selma Hayek for a couple of years, man. And she is a lovely, lovely.
But see, you know what, Ken, and I appreciate you listening, man. I try to make them show-centric and try to keep them where, you know, they're easy. Like if you listen, you would catch it. But, yeah, he caught it.
Ken, I think Hugh wanted a good win today. He wanted to get this thing
is
early.
That what it was?
Yeah, this was a self-esteem boost that someone got this early on.
You funny.
All I have to say is From Dusk Till Dawn. Check out that seductress scene. What a lovely lady.
Yeah, that was that
anyway,
was
good call. But listen, Joe, I never thought, man, what a great idea, dude, because we can't make Walker a long man. Ranger doesn't deserve it. He has proved himself. So why not go with Painter and give him 2-3? Let him come up. That's a great idea, Joe. I really like it. I'm surprised the poll came out like that, but I think it's a great idea, man. Get him some innings, see what he can do. He can't be any worse than Romano.
Oh, I think he'd be so much better. And Ken, I think for some people they'd be worried it would stunt his development. And you brought that up, and it would change his development, right? Because you know we want him to build his innings every year. But to me, I value this year more than I value the next couple years. Like we can get
it. Your long man. Who's your long man? Walker? Ranger?
Right.
I'd rather have Ranger starting and not Walker as a long man.
Yep. Well, and then, Ken, like, the other thing I thought about is because his bullpen is so taxed, right? Like, because Painter can go 2 or 3 innings, right? It doesn't have to just be one inning stints because he's already stretched out. If they're winning a game after 6, he could just finish that game. Like, you close out a win, and then, you know, he'll pitch 3 or 4 days later. But, like, you can almost create something that most teams don't have, a guy that could come out of the bullpen but almost has some length to him like a starter, too.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. Oh, shoot. I got to fish. I got to go. See you guys.
You got it, Ken. Ken, appreciate it.
No, he's fishing.
He's got a fish.
I'm jealous.
Do you think he just literally got a fish there? Like he felt it?
Like he called on the boat and he had the reel in and he's like, I got a hook.
It's like a lot of people that didn't go to work today, so they're probably fishing somewhere.
Why is today not a lot of work people day?
Did you just, of the holiday?
Little hangover from 420?
Yeah. Well, or
Easter.
Easter.
Is Easter a day that you kind of
still trying to find them damn Easter eggs?
Yeah, but I didn't like. Is Easter a day you need a day off the next day after?
Obviously so, because this morning coming into work, traffic was a little light.
It was lighter.
It was a little light. So I guess people was in the communion wine or something. They was getting it in. That's
right. Refill that communion wine. It's empty for the fifth time. What is going on around here? Let's grab Tom in Middletown. What's up, Tom?
Hey Joe, how are you guys?
Hey Tom, what's up, buddy?
And Hugh.
What up, Tom? How you doing?
Hey, Tom.
All right, listen, Hugh.
Yes.
Man, your clues have got to get a little bit tougher, man. That was still
I can't wait. Now, hold up, Tom.
You know what? This
win.
Might be a side topic. Does Hugh Douglas give good clues? I think the answer is clearly no.
I get one knock it out of the park one time. Yep. Now my clues are too easy.
Mm-hmm.
I was on hold for two calls, and the guy got it. I mean,
you got to make it harder. What are you doing?
That was pretty fast.
Come on, Hugh.
Every now and then. Every now and then. I mess up.
Yes, Tom.
I like your thought of the bullpen being crap. It is.
it is complete crap. Their ERA is 5.8. Yep.
But I don't believe the answer is bringing our future ace up early after Tommy John surgery. The kid's only 20 years old. Now, when you're a starter, like, and I've never been in baseball or anything like that, but I have to imagine that being a starting pitcher, you have a different regimen, like a physical and mental, than you do in the bullpen.
Yes. Well, yeah. The whole I mean, Hugh mentioned this. The mentality is certainly different, right? Because you're trying to set up guys and think about the next at bat. When you're a reliever, you're just trying to get out.
Yeah.
Yes. Now this kid's 20 years old. He's going to be our future ace, and we want to bring him up and put him in the mix of a bullpen. Listen, he's only going to throw two innings anyway, and somebody else will blow it. So we need to internally within the organization figure out the bullpen problem and not try to solve it with bringing up our future ace to say, okay, yeah, this is going to solve it.
Well, but why? I mean, like,
I think because of the mentality. Because not to help Tom out a little bit, because like we were talking about Romano yesterday and how bad he was.
He's terrible. Yeah.
But in his mind, it was like, okay, my velocity was up.
Yeah.
And my location, you know, I just got hit around. That's kind of the mentality you have to have to be a closer. You can't worry about your last outing. You have to compartmentalize the fact that you got hit around, but right. You had good stuff.
Now, to be fair, we don't know if Painter has or doesn't have this mentality. I mean, maybe he'd love it. We don't know.
Well,
I mean,
yeah, you're right.
Well, let me just give you this analogy. And here you might understand this. Like kickers and punters and all that, they sit down at the end of the they're kind of weird. Like they're not part of, like, I mean, they're part of the team, but they're kind of like in their head. A relief pitcher is certain mentality, and they have a different regimen than a starter. I mean, a starter knows he's going to start.
But Tom, let's not forget. I just want to put this in the conversation. Most relief pitchers were starters. They're failed starters. I mean, like, every once in a while you draft one that was a reliever in college. I would say 85% of relief pitchers were starting pitchers, and they just weren't good enough, or they got hurt, or they transitioned because the team needed them. Like, no one's born a relief pitcher. You make your way there.
Right, Joe, don't cut me off. I got one more comment for you. Mm-hmm. Okay. This Ezeraku.
Donovan Ezeraku, yes.
Okay, now. Just say we end up with him. You know what his name's going to be for me when I call on the radio station? It's going to be Rocky.
See, Tom's with me. The
yeah,
Rock
Rocky.
Is his nickname.
Rocky,
the Rock.
I mean,
see that?
Right.
Wait,
right.
Well, it's better than what you tried to throw out there. It's going to get half the people in trouble. You can't do that. Don't you believe this guy?
Angry African.
We can't do that.
I thought it was funny, though.
But I'm saying, isn't that a cool nickname as a Rock?
Yes.
The Rock.
Yeah, come on, Rock. Rocky. Tom, I think there's something there. Plus, he's a good player. Tom, we appreciate the phone call. 215-592-9494. I did put up the poll here. Does Hugh give good clues for Hugh's clues? You're gonna get slaughtered on this one. You know that?
No, I'm not worried about that. Okay. They just don't listen. The people are starting to listen, though. They're starting to come around.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, they're coming around.
Well, because what? Big V guessed it in the first, just off top of his head?
Big V listens. He's a listener.
Was it a good clue, Buzz, or did he just get a lucky guess?
That felt a little lucky to me.
Very lucky. Just,
yeah, saying they were the top 100, that could have been how many actresses?
Tons. I mean,
That felt a little... He didn't know way to know, but a little fishy.
Yeah, he threw a dart, and he was able to get it there. Let's go to Self in North Philly. What's up, Self?
Self.
Yo, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, Self?
Wow. First off, I would take and make a six-man rotation. I would bring Painter up, put him in the bullpen, and send one of them other bullpen arms back down to the minors to get some work. That's what I would. That's what I would do with that situation. Secondly, I don't fully blame Romano because Topper leaves these dudes in too long. The moment he starts to see they getting hit around or the score starting to slip away, he needs to take action, and he don't take urgent action. That's my only problem with him.
Oh, okay, now, but the other guys stink too. Like, there's no good options other than Alvarado and Strom right now. I mean, that I agree with you. He probably could have got Romano out quicker on Saturday, but boy, that's a tough spot to put a guy in up seven, and you think you might have to lose the game that way.
It is, but you got to make hard decisions. That's the job of the manager.
Yep, it is.
You know what I mean? Now, as far as the Eagles thing, first of all, I wouldn't put it past this diva, dramatic AJ that had his setup for his car to be stolen because he wanted to get out of Philly and he wanted to go to New England. And I'm glad you said think out of the box because that's who I am and that's what I do. You know what I mean? So I wouldn't even put that past him to set that whole thing up because he don't want to be here no more anyway. That's just
this is three-dimensional chess now.
Now, because I feel like they playing checkers with that. Now, here we go. The infamous Howard Roseman strikes again. Mm-hmm. Now I'm just waiting on the tight end situation.
Goddard.
To pan out. It's the Goddard to see what happens, right? Mm. Because I told y'all before, y'all can say what y'all want, but he does this homeboy discount or you're out. Brotherhood payout and you're in. Y'all can say what y'all want, but pay attention to it. They could have gave Becton money. They could have gave CJ money. They could have gave Slay money. They do what they want to do with who they want to do it with. Pay closer attention. Like, this is something that needs to
One thing that I think is fair to bring up in this, Self, is most of the guys they extend are their draft picks. Right? They extended Devontae.
They take care of their own.
They extended Jalen. They extended Juergens, Dickerson. I mean, these are their draft picks. Lane. I mean, most of the guys they keep around are their own draft picks.
Well, you had to keep Jalen. You didn't have an option of another quarterback, so you had to keep him.
I understand.
Him.
And that was it was doing. Smart to keep him. I mean, just won the Super Bowl, sure.
And the same as with Devontae, you had to keep him because AJ's a wild card. You don't know what's going to pan out with him. Mm-hmm. So in certain situations, I can see why they kept certain players. But there's a lot of players they let go that they could have kept.
Well, I agree with that too. Self, I mean, you know I haven't loved this offseason. Self, we appreciate the call. I mean, Hugh, trying to find the common denominator between who they keep and who they don't. They have reasons for every player, right?
Yeah.
Age, productivity.
Locker room fit.
Who they have behind that guy in the depth chart. I mean, look, I wanted to keep Milton Williams, that he got too expensive for them, right?
Yeah.
Could they have kept Becton? Yes. If you asked me a question, would I rather keep Becton or Juergens? I mean, Juergens is better.
Yeah.
And he was drafted here.
In a small sample size, Mekhi did play well
for
him. I think it's hard to say, but to Self's point, they take care of their own. They take care of their own. Now, I'm curious to know what happened with the CJ GJ thing. We don't know.
That's the one of this whole offseason that didn't add up.
Yeah. And I think if, you know, me doing my reckless speculation here, mm-hmm. I think it had to do with money.
I think you're right.
They didn't want to give him whatever it was. He felt that he was owed, and they decided to move on, coupled with the fact that I don't think they really liked the way that he played the defense at times.
But boy, they're good with him on the field. As much as they may not love some of the freelancing, it works.
Yeah. Yeah. It was definitely that. And that's just interesting. But there's a reason. Like, a lot of times decisions are made a lot of times that sometimes they're football related and not. If that's the best way I could put it. Sometimes they're driven by other factors outside of football.
Of course. Money, locker. I mean, this is just like 50 things that go on. Look, I wanted to keep him too, and he's not here, and now they got to replace him at safety. This hour on 94 WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance from your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car to 94 only at Sunoco. All right, we got a lot coming up here. We will have a daily mock at 1 o'clock. There's only a few left. I always get so sad when it's about to end.
We got like, what, two or three? Three.
Well, three more after today?
Well, you're not going to do one Thursday because the Thursday day to draft, are you?
Mm, that's our last one.
Okay, well, that's four then. We got four.
We got a short show on Wednesday.
Okay.
We got an afternoon game. I think we only have three left, Hugh. We gotta make these count. That comes up at 1 o'clock. We'll check in with you people later on.
You people.
Huge series of the Phillies starting tonight. They go back to the scene of the crime up at Citi Field where their season ended last year. Phillies Mets. We'll talk about that series. And on the other side, let me hear your conversation and phone calls on Andrew Painter. I want to move him to the bullpen because I just feel like the easiest fix is here. His name is Andrew Painter. He's healthy. He's dominating. and he can come up here and quickly, and I think help this bullpen better than anyone they could acquire this season. Would you move Painter to the bullpen and change his trajectory as a starting pitcher? But when we get back, Adam Schefter, along with throwing cold water on the A.J. Brown trade idea, he did talk about the Eagles, what he's hearing they might do on Thursday, this weekend, the draft with all these draft picks they got. We're going to hit that next. 215-592-9494. It's how you hop aboard. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. A great lawn is like a great sports team. It takes expertise and a little extra care to really stand out. That's where True Green comes in. They're the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, so they know a thing or two about keeping grass looking like a fairway. Here's the best part. It's more affordable than you think, and they'll even match any competitor's price. Plus, True Green backs it all up with a satisfaction guarantee. Not happy? They'll come back between visits to make it right. Don't wait. Head to truegreen.com today. Let the pros do the work while you sit back and enjoy the results.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.